Menachos per Girgimon Mishnah, test 13.9. You recall back to the beginning of the previous perek where we said that if something has Kedushas Damim, you've just consecrated the value, and therefore it's totally fungible, it's exchangeable. You could just, there's no good reason why, if you consecrate a cup to Beis Mikdash, you can't just say, you know what, cups are nice, but shtenders are better. I'll give a shtender instead, the cup's worth 100, the shtender worth 200, so, and then I'll transfer the Kedusha, that's fine. If something has intrinsic Kedusha, Kedushas Aguf, then it's stuck. You consecrate a bird, so then there's no deconsecrating it. If the bird becomes invalidated, so you just can't offer it, but that's the end of discussion. We said that the behemos, cows, goats, sheep, because of a pasuk, are like sort of a middle case, which is they have kedushas aguf, because their royal mizbeach, they can go as korbanos, so as soon as you consecrate them, they get intrinsically consecrated, kedushas aguf, and you cannot transfer kedusha off of them. However, the pasuk says, if it becomes a balmum, becomes invalid for bringing as a korban, then you are permitted to transfer the kedusha off of the animal onto money, that deconsecrates the animal now can become dinner, and you must use the money to purchase something else. Okay, something else with the specific kind of kedusha that you invested the original animal with. So if it's an ola, you take the kedusha off of this now balmum, invalidated, blemished cow that had been an ola, you put it onto money, the cow can become dinner, and the money must be used to purchase specifically more ola. Okay, so now, you also have to keep in mind one other thing to understand this Mishnah besides that. We've mentioned it a few times, and this is like sort of bedrock to Korbanos and Nedarim in general, that Nedarim, when you commit to bring an animal, it can come, that Neder, that commitments can come in two varieties, what actually is called either a Neder or a Nedava. Neder means you take a personal obligation. Nedava means you consecrate this specific animal. The difference, of course, is, says the Mishnah in Megillah, whether you have a chrayas, you must replace it. So, for example, if I consecrate Bessie and I say Bessie is an ola, if Bessie gets lost or stolen or dies or invalidated, so then, okay, she doesn't come an ola, she won't be offered. End of discussion. I have no further obligations. If I say hare alai ola, I commit personally to bring ola, and I'll use Bessie. So if Bessie gets lost, then, well, I have a personal obligation. I have to find a new animal to offer, okay? Because it's a personal obligation as a neder. So our mission here says, shor ze ola. I say this particular bull, Bessie, whatever, Ferdinand, is an ola. That is a nedava. Ferdinand is now invested with Kedushas Aguf, and nothing going to change that. However, v'nistaev, if Ferdinand becomes a balmum, he literally nistaev means becomes like kind of unclean, but that's a reference to getting a mum, okay, getting in a blemish that makes it no longer valid to be brought as an offering. So I cannot offer Ferdinand as an ola anymore. What I can do is take his kedusha, transfer it onto money, and then Ferdinand now can become dinner, and the money must be used to purchase more ola. So says the Mishnah, imratza yavi bedam of shnaim. There's no problem with using the money from Ferdinand and buying two lesser animals or olos. The Mishnah has a mind bringing two bulls instead of one, consistent with the previous Mishnah, but the truth is I can use that same money to buy sheep or goats or rams instead of bulls to be brought as ola. The only point is that the money has kedushas ola, but it can be spent on different kinds of animals. That's the pashtus. Similarly, shnei shvarim elu ola. If I commit to two animals, right, Ferdinand and Bessie to become a ola, v'nistavu, if they become balei mumen, so then imratza yavi b'damehen echad. If they become invalid because they get a blemish, I'll have to transfer the kedusha off of Ferdinand and Bessie onto money. Ferdinand and Bessie now are free to go. They can become dinner. The money must be used to purchase more ola. There's no reason why I can't buy a single super valuable bull and bring that deluxe korban in the place of what had been the value that was invested in, but had been what had been the kedusha of Ferdinand and the Bessie, which is transferred onto the money and then out to this new animal. No problem with that either. Okay. Again, the reason why is because this is the lumdus here is not complicated, but it's important, is that my obligation to bring another animal is not a personal obligation. I made a nedava, so it's Ferdinand or nothing. So therefore, Ferdinand is no longer able. The answer is nothing. It's just that if I transfer Kedusha off of Ferdinand onto money, that money only has one possible address, which is new ola. But just for example, if I lost the money, or for the matter, I lost Ferdinand before I do the transferring of the Kedusha, my obligations are totally, you know, there are no other further obligations. So the point is just simply, there's no obligation from the neder. It's just that the money has to be spent on something. What's that something? The same kedusha where it came from. Kedushas Ola, and therefore, whether it's one animal or 10 animals, a cow or a bull, it's all okay. Rebbe Oser. Rebbe, however, says, no, you can't. You have to fulfill it in the way that you said it. Okay, so meaning, if you said two, you should bring two. If you said one, you should bring one. Even though Rebbe is saying this, you would say, what happens, everything that you just said? The answer is, Rebbe agrees with everything I just said, just, he says, l'chatchila, ideally, because we want people to do what they say, ideally, you should, if you said you're going to bring this one, Ferdinand, you shouldn't bring two animals instead, you should bring one like Ferdinand, and similarly, if you said two, you should bring two instead of one. Okay, but that's just a l'chatchila, because he wants it to sort of be as close to original commandments as possible. Similarly, if a person says, I'll ze ola v'nistayev, if a person says this particular ram is going to be a ola, and then it gets a mum, right? So now it can't be brought. In ratza, yavi badamav keves. You're allowed to bring a lamb of equal value, okay? The point here is the chiddush is, before we're sort of quantitative, going 2 to 1 and 1 to 2. Now we're saying older to younger, younger to older. Again, keves ze ola, if I say this particular lamb, immature sheep, should be an ola. V'nistayev, it gets a mum, can't be brought as a ola anymore. In ratza yavi b'dam of ayil, I'm permitted to purchase a ram, a mature sheep in its place. Okay? Again, Rebbe Osa. Rebbe, like before, says no. Remember, Rebbe again held that if you say a lamb, an immature sheep, you cannot bring a ram. Doesn't count. That's what he says when you take a personal commitment. Here, it's a nadava. So he's just saying, l'charchila. L'charchila, if you originally committed to bring a lamb and you have to deconsecrate because it got a mum, bring a new of the same type. L'charchila. Bidi Evid, he also agrees, since really taka is just a nadava and the kedusha is gone on the money. So as long as you buy anything with the same kedusha, like another ola, even of a different type, bidi Evid, you are yotzi. Again, halacha is like Tanakama. So according to, we don't have even like this preference, l'charchila, like Rebbe wants to say. The Mishnah continues with what is actually a new Mishnah in the Bavli. It says, Ha'omer echad mikfasai hekdesh. If a person says, one of my sheep are hekdesh, or ve'echad mishvarai hekdesh, or one of my bulls are hekdesh. So then, ha'ilu shnaim, if he had two sheep or two cows, and he didn't specify which one he had in mind, ha'gadol shben hekdesh, we impute kedusha, we assume kedusha goes on exclusively the more valuable of the two animals. The reason why is because he didn't say which of the two he had in mind, so the kedushas are conferring onto one of them, and essentially what determines that is, I'll call it his subconscious, right? What he has subconsciously had in mind, since it's a specific animal, it's not just a generic thing. So which one got hekdesh, which got consecrated? The one that his subconscious mind chose, even if his conscious mind didn't have one. But since the basic principle here, and what's going to govern the rest of the Mishnah here, is that when a person makes a neder, he does it with an ayin yafa. It's an act of generosity in the first place. So therefore, he's going to be generous in the way he consecrates things. So therefore, if he only had two animals, and one's with more, one's with less, so if he didn't specify which one, his subconscious mind, we assume, had the more valuable one in mind. Now, if shlosha, if he had three animals, Habenoni Shaben Hekdesh. Now, the words literally mean here that the middle one, the one of middle value, we'll call it, is the one that's consecrated. The way to read this Mishnah is not like that. It's to understand that that middle one is also considered to have Kedusha Mesafik. In other words, we don't know which of the two animals his subconscious mind had in mind. We are going to safely assume it wasn't the least valuable of the three, because, again, the person who's making a neder is going to do it with an yafa, and he's going to have a neder that's like a generous neder. But did he mean the middle or the most valuable? We don't know. And therefore, it's a suffix. We can't resolve the suffix by bringing either or, because you can't bring a neder, a korban, that hasn't been invested with kedusha b'peh, you know, designated as such, and we don't know which one was designated. So therefore, we'll have to wait until the two animals, at least one of the animals, becomes a baal mum. And at that point, we can deconsecrate the animal, transfer the kedusha from one to the other. And essentially, it's a maman of shach, whatever. We don't know what he had in his subconscious mind before, but now we've resolved the problem. Because let's say he has two animals, A and B. If A gets a mum, we'll say, okay, the kedusha of A transfers to B, and now maman of shach, it doesn't matter. If A had been consecrated, now the Kedusha is transferred to B. We said that's permitted, as we explained before. And if it was B that was consecrated by a subconscious mind, well, it's still the locus now of the Kedusha. And either way, we can offer B now as a korban, and A is can go to be dinner. There is a small potential problem, which is if the one that got the mum was worth more than the one that didn't get the mum, so when you transfer the Kedusha from the one of greater value to the one of lesser value, so there's some like residual unallocated value, if you will. So therefore, you'd have to transfer that excess onto money as well and bring that also as, let's say, an ola. Okay? But like two separate points. The last part of the Mishnah is quite difficult to understand as far as I'm concerned, but I'll do my very best here. The case of the Mishnah says, Peirashti v'enu yodea ma peirashti. He says, I specified which of the animals, I just don't remember which one it is. In other words, this fellow has three sheep. You know, they have names. One is, they're Larry, Moe, and Curly. Okay? And he chose one of them, and he consecrated one, but I forgot which one it was. Or, really, halachically equivalent case, if he says, Osha Amar, Amar li abav enu yodea ma. He says, my father told me which of the three sheep was consecrated, but I don't remember which one it was. In other words, on his deathbed, his father said, listen, son, don't forget that I was makdish Larry or Mo or Curly to be an ola. And then the father died. The son, you know, couldn't remember what his father said because he was, you know, distracted by the death of his father. So now he has his three sheep, but doesn't know which one's a consecrated one. In both those cases, whether he himself declared it or his father declared it, the rule is Hagadol Shebehen Hekdesh. We assume that it was the most valuable one that was the one that was consecrated. Okay? The rationale here is, first of all, a person's going to do a generous, you know, do a neder with a generosity, Ayin Yafa, and therefore we would rule out the least expensive, least valuable. But more than that, if a person is, you know, not being specific, so we know in his subconscious mind he wouldn't do the least, but who says he would do the most valuable? Once he is articulating it, so the assumption is once you say something, you would say the most valuable. That's the assumption. In other words, you know, if a person goes off to shul and he says, you know, tonight's Rosh Hashanah and I'm gonna buy a kibbutz. So he thinks that in his head. So like how it'll play out, I don't know. Will he buy hagbo? Will he buy shlishi? It depends on the bidding, right? But if he leaves home and he says to his wife, tonight, you know, I'm gonna come back with a kibbutz, I'm gonna bid on blank. He's not going to say, I'm going to bid on Hagba. He's going to say, I'm going to get Shlishi. You wouldn't say that you're going to make a big financial commitment less than like a big one. So therefore, if he had the wherewithal to have these three sheep, let's say, and he specified one of them, we're going to assume, not out of Suffolk, we're going to assume that a normal person can be safely assumed to have consecrated the most valuable if he chose one specifically, and therefore we'll treat only the most valuable as the one that was consecrated, and the other two, not even Suffolk, they won't be treated as consecrated at all.